Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Track for this second hour is taken from a Blue Note album, Grant's First Stand, and is explained by the fact that the Grant in question is guitar player Grant Green, the organ player was Babyface Willette, and the drummer was Ben Dixon. And it was recorded in January the 28th, 1961. And, as might be surmised from the title, it was the very first recording on Blue Note by Grant Green, a man who was championed very much by Alfred Lion when, at the beginning of the 1960s, that disc was recorded. Referring back to the Folks Who Live on the Hill, the Dick Hyman track, what I didn't get chance to tell you is that was recorded at the Maybeck Recital Hall in Berkeley, California in 1990, in February 1990. And I think Dick Hyman demonstrated how good he is at bringing out nuances that you don't sometimes associate with tunes. I found that quite intriguing. We make great play of the fact that this is Swing Time and it's on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And I want to further that local connection by playing a track from a group, and I think it was a studio name at the time, called The Steelsmiths. They certainly are local because the makeup of the personnel here are Joe Beach, trumpet, Seth Bennett, double bass, Hannah Brady, alto sax, David Jackson, piano, Phil Johnson on drums, John Kettlewell, flute, tenor, Pete Lyons on tenor, Kim Robertson, E-flat tenor horn, Piero Tucci, piano accordion, organ, and tenor saxophone, although not all on this track, and Chris Walker on guitar. The recording was made in 2017. Sorry, guys, didn't mean to put you back that long. Sometime in 2017, don't know the exact dates. And again, our local connection is the name of the tune, which is Wyming Brook. Wyming Brook, with solos from John Kettlewell on flute and Seth Bennett on bass. And I'll be looking to bring two or three other tracks from what I think is a really super CD, recently come into my possession, all with the local people that I've mentioned. So whilst we're in the local scene, a stab at the gig guide for Sheffield and area this week. At the Lescar tomorrow, that's the 18th of September, the name of the group is Paint or Pollen, and the major participants in that are Sarah Hennigan, who is a Sheffield-based drummer, with Charlotte Keefe, flugelhorn and trumpet, and Tom Harris, keyboards. Tom Harris was recently again at the Lescar with the Miles Pillinger Quintet. And they are supported with a small set by Will Shaw and Jez Matthews. Will Shaw playing drums and electronics, and Jez Matthews piano and electronics. So that's Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow, and I'm sure that's some interesting music to turn out from that pairing of groups. I'm able to ascertain if Sheffield Jazz have a meeting on Friday, and it would appear that their next meeting could well not be until the beginning of October. And as it's John Yule's usual custom to sniff out the good, the bad and the ugly, I am unable, I'm afraid, to give any further details of any further jazz in Sheffield this week. But we'll be back on track, I expect, when John returns, and he'll be here for next week's show. I think, though, whilst we're speaking of local musicians, we should not forget that the UK has and does turn up some marvellous music, and I'm going to play a selection from the John Dankworth Orchestra. This is called Honey Dew Melon. Thank you. That composition, Honey Dew Melon, was done by John Dankwith, and the recording date and place was London, May the 12th and 13th, and also the 19th, May 1959. And a lineup of the John Dankwith and his orchestra group were John Dankwith alto and clarinet, Danny Moss tenor and bass clarinet, Alex Leslie, baritone sax, clarinet and flute, Derek Abbott, Dickie Horden, Stan Palmer, Colin Wright, Bob Carson trumpets, Jerry Brown, Danny Elwood, Laurie Monk and Tony Russell trombones, Ron Snyder, tuba and also trombone on some tracks, Dave Lee, as usual at that time, was the pianist, Eric Dawson bass, Kenny Clare drums, and the arrangement was done by Dave Lindup. The album from which that was taken was called Johnny Dankwith and His Orchestra, England's Ambassador of Jazz. And I think that really covers one of John Dankwith's many attributes. We're going over now to Carnegie Hall to hear Thelonious Monk piano, John Coltrane tenor, Hamed Abdul-Malik bass and Shadow Wilson drums. And the track is a Monk composition, Baya. Thank you. John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, recorded by the Voice of America on the 29th of November 1957. Well, the next musician never made it, at least to my knowledge, and I'm pretty sure that I'm correct. He never made it to Carnegie Hall, and I don't think he ever crossed the channel to come to Britain. But he was certainly a contemporary of Django Reinhardt, and here is one of his quite famous tunes, which was recorded in Paris in early 1950. His accompanying musicians are Didi Duprat on guitar and Philippe, I think, Groffi on bass. And the title of the tune is Indifference. Well, I'm sorry, the gremlins have shown a lot of indifference getting that track going. So I'm going to endeavour to find another Tony Marine accordion track, and I'll put that into action as quickly as I can. Well, clearly not the accordion of Tony Marena, but I'm sure the discerning listeners out there will have recognised the Benny Golson tune Blues March. What you may not have recognised is who's playing it, and the group concerned are the Al Fairweather and Sandy Brown All-Stars. Al Fairweather on trumpet, Tony Milliner drums, Brian Lemon was the pianist, Sandy Brown clarinet, Brian Prudence bass, and Benny Goodman, and of course not that Benny Goodman on drums. And it was recorded for a radio broadcast in London in 1961. My apologies for not being able to furnish you with a touch of Paris from the 1950s. I'll look into that, I promise. Well, we have heard a tune by Oscar Peterson earlier in the programme today. So here's the man himself at the keyboard, and this is the Oscar Peterson Trio with Ben Webster, and Ray Brown is the bass player, and Egg Thigpen on drums. A recording made in November 1959, November the 6th. You'll recognise the tune, Bye Bye Blackbird. Thank you. Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins. I do remember when that kind of music, that style of music, was always referred to as modern jazz. But somehow, in 2024, it doesn't seem to have the same ring to it. I think when we listen to Bill Evans, we're accustomed to him playing in quite small group environments. Sometimes Bill Evans solo, but frequently with bass and drums. However, for the next track, which is under the heading of Bill Evans Quintet, he ups the ante for the personnel, and on the track we're going to hear Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Jim Hall guitar, Bill Evans, of course, piano, Philly Joe Jones drums, and on bass it's Percy Heath. And they're going to play You and the Night and the Music. Bill Evans Quintet. Thank you. the Dietz Schwartz composition, You and the Night and the Music, played there by the Bill Evans Quintet. This is Mike Coates speaking, and I hope you've enjoyed my presentation on Swing Time today. Sorry about the glitch, and equally sorry to have to tell you that the big hands slowly creeping towards 12 and the little hand is wavering over 3, and it's my sad duty to close the show for this week. I hope to be back alongside John Yule for next week's presentation, and my theme next week will be selections from a little-known American mail-order label called Jazztone, but I can assure you there's some great jazz. Only one thing to say now, and I'll let the governor do it for me.
Going home, yes, I'm leaving, living here today. 'Cause if I don't leave now, I won't be going nowhere. Where you from? Where you from? Tell me before I'm gone. 'Cause if I don't leave now, I won't be going nowhere. What you say and what you do, well, it's tight like this, and I'm telling you that if I don't leave now, I won't be gone nowhere. Well, if home is where the heart is, and my home's in New Orleans, well, take me to that land of dreams. And if I don't leave now, I won't be gone nowhere.